Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research, and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Technology staff. Welcome back. My name is Danny Riley. I'm an instructional designer for the Tilt team, and I will be one of your hosts this year. Our goal for this podcast is a slight transition just to make it a little more easily accessible for our listeners. We're going to create a balanced environment between our education technology side and our faculty development, as well as to keep you coming back for more. We will not only be featured on the Tiger Learn blog this time, but on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon. This year, we're going to do a format where we have one podcast a month, alternating between Tech Tuesdays, hosted by myself and our two instructional technologists, who are Magdalene Moy and Nathan Riedel, and followed by our Faculty Fridays, hosted by our faculty development specialists, Letitia Haig and Nicole Frank. You can expect many different things this year, including many co-hosts coming in from on and off campus, listening to those factual studies and opinions on topics such as education technology, our current climate and e-learning, research studies, and coming together as a faculty. Our goal is to work hard to make sure our audiences reach from far and wide, and we're going to cover a variety of topics. Today, I want to introduce you to a few members of our team and give you an overview of what we do. We've got some wonderful people working on a wide range of projects and have a unified goal of making Fort Hays a better, innovative place all around, with a lot of updates here and there. We'll get a better look at our mission, what each of our three sub-teams are working on, and a few projects through grants and research brought to you by yours truly here at the end. All right, so it would only be appropriate to begin my interview with Andrew Feldstein. He's our Assistant Provost of TILS. Welcome, Andrew. We're glad you're able to hop on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course. So this first episode, I'm giving a better overview of our mission at TILT. And can you explain a little bit more about what the department does or anything you want to say about TILT?
Sure. Well, Teaching Innovation and Learning Technologies, we have three primary areas that we oversee. One area is instructional design, and we have instructional designers whose main role it is to be helping faculty develop courses, primarily courses to be taught online, which tend to be a little complex given that it's much more difficult to build interaction into a course that is not live with students in front of you. So our instructional designers help faculty design courses like that. We also have we do a lot of work with faculty development. And so we have a group, and you will have probably talked with Nicole and Letitia, who will have talked to you about some of our huge events like Professional Development Day, which we run spring and fall. Lots of other workshops and booktops and events that we have so that faculty can get an understanding of various areas of pedagogy and life as faculty and things along those lines. And then, of course, what you do, Danny, is also related to faculty development in terms of developing online asynchronous activities that will help faculty to gain an understanding of things like social belonging, which is one of our upcoming asynchronous events, which I'm excited to see you putting together. The third piece of this puzzle are instructional technologists, and that would be Nathan and Magdalene, who are sort of at the center of our teaching and learning ecosystem. They're the ones that manage the tools that we use, all of which are designed to help students engage in the learning process, and that's everything from Blackboard to all of the other tools and integrations that we have within Blackboard that help build learning communities among our students so that the students have the ability to interact more, not only with content, but with one another, collaborative learning processes. And again, a lot of these things are easy to do or easier to do in a face-to-face environment, but when you take these online, we have to build bridges and scaffolds and lots of different ways for people to be able to connect together and do those things. So those are the three main areas.
Well, I've been on the team for a few months now, and I know and I've learned really quickly there's a lot of moving parts going on with Tilt, and that we have kind of common goals that we're trying to work towards and missions that we're looking at. Can you explain a little bit more and go in depth on these missions and these goals that you foresee us working towards?
Sure. Well, a lot of what we do is tied directly to the university's strategic plan. And so we have, for instance, goal 1.3 in our strategic plan has to do with faculty professional development. And a lot of the work that our faculty development team does is in support of providing those types of opportunities and resources for our faculty. When we move into goal 2 in the strategic plan, and we start looking at that's a student success goal. And we look at goal 2.6, which is really about the student experience. And it's really about the student's sense of belonging and growth mindset and the sense of purpose as to why they are in school in the first place. And so a lot of what we're doing is to increase the awareness for faculty about how these factors influence our students and actually our student success. And of course, when we start looking at again in goal 2.7, we're really looking at how well faculty and students interact with one another on the one hand, and how well students interact with one another and have an opportunity to learn collaboratively. And in each of these instances, once again, it's more difficult for these types of interactions to take place online than they are to take place face to face. And so a lot of what we do is look at strategies and tools that we can use to help people to help students make these connections to engage them more in the learning process. And so basically, most of what we're doing as a unit is aligned with what the university is doing in terms of our strategic plan.
So, with all of these things being said, how can a faculty member approach Tilt, or what can a faculty member do with as many departments as there are? How can we help them, and how could they approach us?
Well, they're welcome to approach us whenever they need help. Go to our website and you'll be able to, all of our contact information is there. A lot of what we do is consultation. We are not actively going out and telling people, hey, we've got this great new tool, use it, because a tool is only as good as why you're using it. So what typically will happen is that people will come to us with a thorny problem that they have. You know, I'm trying to engage students in a very specific type of activity. I want them to be connecting more with one another. I want to see more really strong interactions between myself and my students, or between my students, and I'm having a hard time getting them involved here. And what we can do is we can ask questions and say, okay, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? What are your learning objectives? And work collaboratively with faculty in order to help them come up with strategies that are going to be able to help them help students attain their goals.
And we have the TigerLearn blog, we have the podcast that's coming out now, we have all of these courses, and we are reaching out to faculty members in the university as a whole. Is there anything else that you want, a blanket statement, anything to talk about Tilt to anybody out there?
Student success is our business as it is everyone else's here. And so our goal is, as best as we possibly can, to help our faculty, help our staff come up with strategies for us to help our students be more engaged in the learning process. And anything that we can do in order to move that forward, we're willing to do. Come and talk to us. If you have some ideas, we're willing to listen, we're willing to support them. We're willing to take on some great ideas that everyone else comes up with, because we don't have all the answers.
Well, Andrew, I know that this is a very brief overview of what Tilt has to offer, and Tilt has so much more coming in the future. And I know that this podcast is just a start, so I appreciate you taking the time just to talk to us a little bit more. And anything else in the future, I'm sure we'll post and put out there for everybody to hear. So thank you very much for joining.
You're very welcome, and thanks for putting this together, Danny.
Of course. Our next guest is Nathan Riedel. He's an instructional technologist and responsible for maintaining Fort Hayes' learning experience ecosystem, including Blackboard administration. If you need a tool for the job, he can help you find it. Welcome, Nathan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you. So I've been talking a little bit about our team and would love to know more about your role specifically being an instructional technologist with Tilt.
Okay. Well, overall, I'd say our team is all about helping faculty best serve our students. We have, three kind of elements that contribute to that, and mine is instructional technologies. And with instructional, or I guess educational or instructional technologies. And with that, what we do is we main, as you said, maintain the learning ecosystem of Fort Hays State. And what that means is we provide a digital kind of playground, if you will, that allows students to best engage with their peers, with their instructors, and with the content that is presented in their courses. This includes maintaining the learning management system Blackboard. This includes keeping tools like Zoom up to speed so that way users can have synchronous methods of meeting with one another. This includes keeping new tools coming in like feedback fruits or packback tools that help increase collaboration and engagement. So instructional technologies is that. And then we also do troubleshooting. So issues that people have with Blackboard, they come to us with these problems and we do our best to solve them.
You and Magdalene have done such a great job with this new incorporation of Blackboard Ultra, but I know you do so many other things. Do you have any favorite aspects of the job or resources you're excited about?
Well, my favorite part of the job, and this is just me being me here a little bit, my favorite part is getting the most obscure problem that a faculty brings to us and everyone being perplexed by it, and then finding out that just 1% solution that would work. And then you just kind of have that stuck in your brain forever. And then it comes up like 3 months later and you go, hey, wait a minute, I know how to do that. And that's like easily my favorite part. But in terms of just conventional things that I'm excited about, the first thing I'm really excited about is how we're rolling out Feedback Fruits right now. Feedback Fruits is a suite of tools that allows students to interact with each other and content in ways we've never been able to let Fort Hays students do before. We have a tool called Automated Feedback, which will, it's kind of like Grammarly, but much more extreme. So it goes through their papers and it looks for grammar and punctuation and what have you. But it also looks for, oh boy, title headings and table counts and whether or not a reference in the works cited or the bibliography at the end is actually in the paper or passive voice, active voice, things like that. Feedback Fruits also have students actually understand a document you've given them to read. Another aspect of the job that I'm really excited about, or what instructional technologies are bringing to Fort Hays currently, is InSpace. We're working on rolling out a new video conferencing tool called InSpace. And unlike Zoom, which kind of keeps you stuck in your little Brady Bunch squares, InSpace allows you to move throughout the environment. It allows you to make little pockets of conversation using something called proximity audio. And what that is if you move away from someone who's speaking in the virtual meeting environment, their audio fades a little bit and it'll eventually just stop. And then if you move closer to someone else that's speaking, their volume increases. So you can create these little pockets in the virtual meeting space that I feel function a lot better than just like breakout rooms in Zoom. So those are two really fun things that I see coming down the line.
Ever since we started hearing about InSpace a little bit more, I know you and I were two people that were really excited about it, especially coming
Yeah.
about. It's something that's, I think, from the last several months of people, or even the last couple of years of people trying to get used to the webcam and the video conferencing and things, this is going to be something that's exciting.
Well, I hope people are excited and I hope students really enjoy it because it's mostly for students and giving students some kind of autonomy during those synchronous video conference meetings.
And if any of you have never met Nathan before, he is somebody who's really passionate about this kind of stuff, and he's an awesome problem solver with anything that we have. So he's a great resource to go to, of course. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know about you or instructional technologists in general?
Oh boy. I guess not much about me other than I can give you a hand, hopefully, if you need it. But more so when it comes to instructional technologies and you know, instructional technologists on campus, you know, we're here to help you try to create the best environment possible for your students to learn within. So, you know, we aren't really concerned with making sure you're using as much tools as possible. We want you to find the right tool for the job and know how to leverage it correctly to get the best kind of responses out of your student as possible.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time so much, and we can't wait to hear from you more on the podcast here in the future. So thank you.
Thank you.
Our next guest is Letitia Haig. She's a faculty development training specialist, and she's responsible for collaborating with offices across campus to design, deliver, and develop relevant support and training through meaningful professional development experiences in pedagogy, scholarly research, service, and professional growth. Hi, Letitia. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So I know faculty development is a large part of building our community and works hand in hand with the technology and design parts of our department. Can you explain a little bit more of the roles of what you, Nicole, and Robert do?
Sure. So Nicole and I focus on developing events, both synchronous and asynchronous, that faculty participate in to grow in areas like research, mentoring, teaching, tenure and promotion. And these are just examples on the tip of what we do on the many areas that we focus on. And we're always expanding on these based upon the needs that we see that faculty have. So for example, this past summer, Nicole began writing accountability groups and write on site groups to help faculty advance their writing for publication. We also use tools like surveys as well as suggestions from others to help us determine what needs we have for professional development here at Fort Hays, not only for faculty, but also for staff and graduate assistants as well. And we try to work with different offices to meet the professional development needs at Fort Hays. So the second area of faculty development is Robert's expertise area. Faculty consult privately with Robert, and based on his years of teaching and then also institutional knowledge, he guides faculty through best practices in teaching and classroom management.
So it sounds like you guys have a lot of different things that you approach and you go over. Do you have any particular favorite activities or part of the job?
Well, I can't speak for Robert and Nicole specifically, but both of us have areas we're passionate about. So for me, I serve as the Adjunct Faculty Advisory Committee co-chair. And so through that committee and then also the courses I facilitate for adjuncts, I really enjoy advancing areas important to adjunct faculty. I know Nicole enjoys mentoring and writing topics while Robert likes to see growth in faculty's teaching.
I think it's fantastic. You guys are all passionate about facilitating these courses, and even greater that you're coming together as a faculty development team with all different passions and you're bringing those together. What can you tell us about what you have to look forward to with faculty development team in the future?
Well, as I said earlier, we use surveys to help us determine the professional development needs of faculty. And last May, the Faculty Development Committee administered a survey to assess the needs. And we'll be analyzing that survey this fall and spring. And we'll determine what PD is worth keeping and what areas we need to add. But some of the latest events include things like mentoring groups, writing groups, this podcast, and even graduate advisor training.
Well, Tisha, I know that this is just a very brief introduction to what you guys do. Is there anything else that you wanted to say or anything else you wanted to let Fort Hays know about?
I just encourage anyone to check out our events on the Tiger Learn blog. And if they have events or areas of professional development that they feel need to be addressed, we encourage them to reach out to any one of us in this area.
Well, thank you for taking the time to meet with me. I appreciate you. My next guest is Sing Gooch. She's an instructional designer, and she works on program and course development. Hi, Sing. How are you today?
Hi.
So the instructional designers at Fort Hays have a major role in creating and working with faculty members. Can you explain more about what instructional designers do?
The instructional designer team is involving in various departments, program development and course development. We collaboratively develop the online and blended course with the faculty of this department. We have been trained to design and build an engaging and collaborative learning environment in online and blended learning course, from scaffolding instruction to crafting, adapting assessment. We also increase student to learning effectiveness by supporting curriculum development and aligning learning objective, course outcomes, and program outcomes when we develop the course with the faculty. As part of course development, we assist and consult faculty by brainstorming their idea on content, activities, and assessment on online course delivery. We also provide the services if you need a consultation on course review and recommendation, course setup, and best practice on online course design. Our role is to promote active learning and increase the learning engagement and social interaction to create an effective online learning environment by supporting the faculty.
So it sounds like you have a lot of roles that play into the blending learning part within the university. So can you explain a little bit more of how you do help the faculty?
So developing a course can be daunting and then time consuming and overwhelming. Actually having someone to talk and providing suggestion may give clarity to the faculty when they create an online course. So talking with ID may help identify the learning gaps and they help faculty view different perspective on online course delivery based on their pedagogical approach. We provide the one-on-one consultation and small group consultations based on the faculty request, and also offer the workshop during the professional development day on best practice for course design and delivery. We also provide the consultation on creating inclusive and accessible online course for all learners. So if you're running into instructional challenges, please, it's maybe we can help you on that. ID team work collaboratively with the learning technologies, an e-learning specialist, and an OER librarian. After, when you consult, having consultation with the instructional designer, if you feel need additional support, we'll bring other group to the conversation to support to your challenges.
One of the great things I know about Fort Hays is that we have people all over the place. So we have people working remotely like you and I, and then people on campus. So how are you able to support the faculty? What kinds of formats do you have?
We support all the faculty in our university. If you need help, you can make an appointment with an instructional designer at Tilt. We have three instructional designers who can provide the face-to-face and asynchronous support through the Zoom. You can contact any of us. We're more than happy to provide the support that you need. And then you can email or you can send the email to the Tilt team, TigerLearn. Then any people who need that support will contact back to you.
Well, we appreciate all of your hard work, and we know that your team, you and your other members, are working hard for Fort Hays with a lot of dedication. So it's been a pleasure talking with you, and we wish you the best of luck this year.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. After sitting down with four of our members from the team, I've learned even more, and I'm gaining an even better respect for the amount of work that they're putting in and are helping faculty members at Fort Hays put out the most effective content and the most and best resources, I believe, and they're being supportive through it all. Which brings me to the final section of the team, which is myself and my colleague May, who have joined the team this year to help with our NDTC grant, amongst many other e-learning development projects. This grant works with our Criminal Justice Department to bring an online course for de-escalation. You may have seen this grant come up in the news or various articles, and so far, I think the content that we've worked on has been pretty successful. We're still looking at the analytics and the data from our first few departments, but it's going really well. We hope to see some more success as we continue and to listen to the feedback and adjust as we go on. I've also worked on content development for the new faculty orientations online course and a social belonging course is coming soon, amongst other projects that are going to come in the future. My partner May is going in depth with the analytics and she's managing these programs so that we can use the data to better understand, and we're using a generated user experience called XAPI to improve that. So in conclusion, we wanted to give you a better understanding of our team and the variety of work that we do while collaborating each week. The members of TILT come from various backgrounds. We've got former teachers, we have professors, we have people with backgrounds in science, English, technology, all sorts of advanced degrees, and they're bringing a new and fresh perspective to our in-person and our online campuses, which is great. We've got people working on campus, we've got people working remotely, and with those backgrounds in education, marketing, technology, we're able to shift a focus to that 21st century learning, the educational technology, and the faculty development. So I want to thank my guests one last time for sitting down with me and discussing their roles on the Teaching Innovation and Learning Technologies team, Andrew Feldstein, Nathan Riedel, Letitia Haig, and Singh Gooch. Once again, I'm Dani Riley. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a pleasure hosting. Join us next month for our Faculty Friday episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and Google Podcasts. In the meantime, check out the TigerLearn blog or the TILT social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.